A project at Syracuse University's law school is monitoring potential war crimes in Syria and has a report out on some of the most violent and deadly. WAR's Chris Bull reports on the Syrian Accountability Project.
Many of us followed in horror the chemical attacks leveled at civilians in Syria last month. But Zach Lucas, executive director of the Syrian Accountability Project, has been following such atrocities for months. The group has a white paper out about finding six types of incidents against innocent civilians.
From use of chemical weapons, use of barrel bombs, a nasty type of improvised explosive device dropped from helicopters, to indiscriminate shelling generally, driving warplanes out every single day and just bombing neighborhoods. We also found extrajudicial killings, attacks on hospitals and the aid convoys on September 19th.
They were investigating the siege of Aleppo and also found another tactic, not allowing civilians a way to leave.
The way the Syrian government has done it for the past six and a half years is the way it's been carried out has just been awful, to say the least. There's no distinguishing between a combatant on the ground or a lawful target and just a child, for instance. Just in their neighborhood trying to play.
Lucas says their work can show investigators where to look for evidence and witnesses in preparation for a war crimes trial against Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad and others. SU law professor and project leader David Crane is confident justice will be served, if not so optimistic about the country's future.
We'll get Assad eventually. There'll be a knock at his door someday. But the area around Syria, known as the Levant, it's destroyed. It will take a generation. It is now a part of the world where the UN is only going to be able to manage. At this point, it's almost ungovernable.
Crane wants the findings of the Syrian Accountability Project out to shed light on what he calls the horror of the situation there.
Urge your Congress to be aware of Syria, to talk about Syria, to read about Syria, but also to urge the administration to continue a dialogue, continue to try to make a peace in Syria, but also if Syria goes off the reservation by using chemical weapons again, that we will punch them in the nose and that we will use cruise missiles. So that'll make them hesitate the next time they do it.
The entire report can be found at SyrianAccountabilityProject.org. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on these and other stories, go to WAER.org.